We've talked about it. I've talked about it. The feel of he seems to be kind of a one of the potential game breaker guys in short areas and can make some chunk plays, like 40 yard plays. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll see. Now, Steve Smith, that's tough. Hmm. We'll see. I hope you're right, man. I like Ice Up.
Ice Up, son.
There's somebody who does not like him, but, yeah, right. but I like Ice Up.
Forgot that fella's name, but apparently Steve knows his old lady.
Knows her well. anyway, Texans All Access coming up behind us. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Corner, Tremont Smith, and defensive tackle, Tommy Toje. Will join the fellas live. Vandy and John Harris will have them coming up right behind us. Area 45, they will follow the fellas from Texans All Access. Yeah. Tune in for them. Yep, there you go, Patrick Creighton. And Sean Bajani with Chris Santiago, who Tyler, I have just recently checked. And Chris Santiago, producer of Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton, has made it onto...
It's on the Wikipedia. You're not on there yet, though.
Let me run through again here.
We got like 10 minutes, Drive Family. Let me refresh. Get on it.
Nope, not as of yet.
Shout out Santiago.
And again, I'm telling you, I don't want it.
I'm just glad they got my title right.
Yeah,
for a guy that don't want it, he sure has brought it up a lot today, Tyler. I've counted. That's seven at least. I'm not counting when he repeats it.
I'm expressing to the good people, like, hey, Chris Santiago, he deserves it.
I feel for you, man, because you deserve to be on there.
No, I don't. There's no need to feel. I'm fine. I'm good.
But this does feel like when you, air quotes, didn't want the Twitter blue check mark.
I didn't.
A little bit.
That was a decision that was made for other purposes.
You want it.
I don't want it.
You've made it loud and clear.
You are on.
And
it.
I do not believe that the Drive Family is going to let you down. They're just going to tease you right up to 6 o'clock.
Yeah, they are.
Tease me, please me.
Sterner is well known around the state of Arkansas as he passes what? To Anthony Lucas. Sterner to Lucas.
Oh, did you link to my Wikipedia?
To this day is a call that is widely known and loved around the state.
There you go.
Y'all know I love Arkansas.
How do you stumble upon a list on Wikipedia and then take the time to go through? There's 40 people on that list.
It is. I ran through and let's not gonna lie. I saw Reggie pretty quick early in it, and I said, "Well, hell, I've got to be in this." And I said, "Nope."
If Reg is that high on the list, hell, where am I?
I got to be in this. Sterner is a sports radio host on a Houston-based sports radio station, KILT, specializing in college and pro football. He's married to Lauren Lewis, UT graduate.
Really?
That's all.
Man, they got a nice little write-up right there, personal life and everything.
No mention of myself.
they didn't even mention Ron in my writing.
What about the executive producer?
You're not lit up.
You don't have a link yet?
No, I don't have a link yet. That'll be the next thing.
That's
the next thing. But congratulations to everybody. I'm really happy for you all, and I don't want to be on the stupid list. No best bets tonight, as they will return when Friday. Is that when?
I think so. Baseball. Let me double check. Baseball season starts.
The baseball season, full slate of baseball Friday. I'm hoping they'll return. Or do you just want to go the full week off? Just go the full week off.
If we got baseball really start to bet Monday. On by the end of the week, we are betting on some damn baseball.
I was thinking maybe start at the end of the week. Maybe.
I think we crank it up, Tyler, as soon as baseball gets back, man.
I bet you. All right, Clint, we've been looking at O-linemen, and yesterday we talked about Blake Fisher, and he is a young potential starting right tackle. What about the center position? Because I'm throwing out Jake Andrews, because during all the camps, that's who has been running with the ones consistently at the center position, not Patterson. Not Juice Scruggs, who they moved up in the second round to get, but Jake Andrews, and as you said, not David Andrews, the Andrews you're thinking of from New England. This is Jake Andrews from New England. And it looks like he has been a guy that potentially is going to take over that center position. At least it looks like it is his to lose at this point.
Yeah, look, I like what the Texans are doing at center. You got Jake Andrews, you got Jarrett Patterson, and you got Juice Scruggs, all three guys that have played a significant amount of center at the college level or the pro level. So you got guys loaded up at that position that you're not going to have to play guys out of position if something goes down, right? I think for me, as I watch the Texans in training camp, I'm really interested to see if Jake Andrews is really the guy, or if it's Jarrett Patterson or even Juice Scruggs, right? I think for me, it's, I wonder if the Jake Andrews play, because this wasn't a, you know, Jake gets released by the Patriots, a rebuilding football team, right? That I wouldn't think is into letting good offensive linemen go that are cheap.
I thought it was dip.
Right? And so you bring him in, and it didn't appear, for what it's worth, to even be a competition. Like, you just handed him the keys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, first go. He's been there.
That's an interesting approach, in my opinion, when you've got a guy in Jarrett Patterson who's been healthy and played well for you, and was there over the last couple of years, one of your guys. So it puts me in a spot. Is Jake Andrews that much better than the competition that you just hand him the keys? Could be. I don't know. Could be, right? Or is Jake Andrews a tool for a guy like Nick Caley, the new offensive coordinator, and a guy like Cole Popovich, the new offensive line coach? Is Jake Andrews a guy that you can get more work done in the offseason? You can go into more depth immediately if you have a center that knows the terminology, if you have a center that's been in the system, right? He came from New England. That whole terminology, that whole system over the last few years, I would imagine is similar to what Nick Caley's doing. Is this just a play to allow the communication to not be an issue, to fast track that communication so that you can play at a higher level, practice at a higher level throughout the offseason? And it's just a matter of time till Jarrett Patterson catches up, right? What is the dynamic at the center position? If Jake Andrews is really that good of a communicator and that good of a player, this offensive line is in a better position than one might think, right? Because Jarrett Patterson wasn't bad. Jarrett Patterson was not a bad center. I mean, he's not a guy that you just gets upseated
by
a guy.
They seem to kind of pull together better while he was.
Yes, yes. And so you look at it and you go, man, if he's that much better to walk in and just take the job with minimal to no reps, then hell, they may be onto something. If it's the latter, and it's more about, we need a guy that can make the damn calls up there quickly and accurately so that we can evaluate, does Ariante Ursary have a chance to play? Can Blake Fisher be our right tackle? What does Laken Tomlinson and Ingram and all these new guys look like at guard? You can do those things more efficiently if your center's not a problem, if the communication is not new to your center. And so, is Jake Andrews that good, or is Jake Andrews just a good communicator that knows the offense, and it's a matter of time before they plug one of their centers that were already here in? That's the watch at the center position.
Yeah, text line coming in. Gave him the job in OTAs and minicamp. Come on. And it appears that is the case. He has been, from word go, he has been put in the position as the one.
Yeah.
Now, unless we come out here and we get to training camp next week and Juice Scruggs is something that would be different, but that, I mean, they've gone from OTAs, mandatory minicamp, and he was running out as a starting center every time.
As a Texans fan, look, I hope he's that much better than any of the competition that you just handed him. You Kamari Lassiter his ass. You just hand him the starting job. I hope, right? I would bet on the fact that he knows how to communicate the offense that Nick Caley's installing, and it gives you a huge advantage to work through and not have to go with a first-time center. That is where and the competition is going to get real in camp.
Whew.
And you look at it with Jarrett Patterson. You go, hey, with Jarrett Patterson, he didn't get fewer reps. He just got second-team reps. He still got a ton of reps. It wasn't like he wasn't not getting reps. We'll see. We'll see exactly how that center position unfolds, but it's critically important. Those center, guard, those three positions, they got to get right, man.
Shout out to the text line correcting me. Yes, Lance McCullers was on the 17 team. Hell, Lance was on the 15 team. Remember that?
Barry me in the age.
Yeah, Lance has been around for a minute. We did forget him, didn't we?
Forgot about him, yeah. That'd be it. All right.
It wasn't around 2 years. Give me a break.
Shout out to Will Kunkel. Dick Kunk has been retired, apparently. And no longer to Tyler anyway.
The one I was thinking about, Ron, was Pretty Willie Suella.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
You brought that up on the show before a couple years ago.
Yeah, man. You found the music because you're good, boy.
Yeah, there you go. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as well. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When the day that lies ahead of me
seems impossible to face. I'm telling you, it is a game changer.
I will still take that advice. Still have not learned how to keep gas in the car, though.
Wow!
Hey! A lot of distractions.
Hey, man.
A lot of distractions.
Tyler's here.
Off the top rope.
Tyler's here.
Rebuttal?
I mean, he's right. I mean, my rebuttal would be it's battery as well, sir.
Yeah. I pulled up to it yesterday. I said, damn, he's still in that bad boy.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.